Good morning. I'm here with Shamik Mukherjee today, who is running our asset group and responsible for what is happening at Driftwood. As you know, we started construction in April. I thought today would be appropriate to give you a sense of what is happening. We shot some videos, and Shamik is going to help us go through these and see what is actually happening at the site. So, Shamik, you have a number of people now on the facility, and construction has started. Are you satisfied?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Sherif, for inviting me with this podcast. And I'm really happy to share what's going on at the Driftwood site with all the people who have been waiting to hear a lot what's going on. As you said, we started the construction in April 2022, with Bechtel, who is what the EPC contractor for us. And there has been significant construction activities which has been going on, and more work fronts have been opening up. So we have more than 200 people at site. And what we have done, not only clearing of the site as well as the dirt, but significant piling activities has been going on. We've started with the concrete works as well.
So, a picture is worth a thousand words. So let's go directly to our pictures. So this is an artist's rendition of the site. Let's take a look at what is happening at the site now. So, Shamik, why don't you tell me what I'm looking at today?
All right, so this is drone footage going from the north to the south. As you can see, there's a lot of piling work on the left and the right, with the OSBL areas on the left and the ISBL as you move in. As you see on the picture on the right is the ISBL for plant one with significant piling, and the lunch tent is on the left. And further right at the end of this, which is the southern berm, that's where we are protecting the site for future floods. That part is also nearly complete. As you see the site, the drone moves to the left of the picture, and that's where the channel area. And this is a great site for us. As you can see, already we have one marine berth which is available. So all the movement of the piles, we are using the marine transport to bring the piles. You can see on the berth the offloading of the piles, storage of them, steel bars, and taking them to the site for piling. We have already finished 20% of the piles for the phase one of 11 million tons, and we expect to continue that work front as we proceed and finishing it off sometime next year. As this thing moves to the further to the left on the picture with the drone, you can see the significant amount of work. Now, this is the OSBL area, which supports not only the phase one, but all the phases leading up to 27 million tons. We are continuing with the primary OSBL areas with the piling on the left, as you can see. And as it moves further, circular on the left, you can see the main roads between the piling on the ISBL, OSBL.
So, for our non-technical viewers, it's very important in Louisiana because of the water content of the soil to drive piles roughly to 90 feet underwater before you start any serious construction. This is the primary things that you have to do before you can get going with the construction. We will eventually drive how many piles, Shamik?
So for the phase one, we are talking about 21,000 piles. And just to share with you, Sherif, compared to other sites which would normally need 120 feet length of the piles, here most of the plant areas are 70 feet because the site is really good. Only the LNG tank areas, that's where we will need the 90 feet piles. It shows that our site is one of the better sites which are available for this construction.
So, we've seen our drone pictures of what is happening at the site. We have 200 people on the site now. Piling is a critical component of what needs to happen before we can continue the work on other things. When do you think we'll be finished with the piling?
So my expectation is for the piling for the phase one should be done sometime in 2023. But what we are doing, because we have finished a lot of piling already in the ISBL area of the plant one, we are starting with the concrete work as well. Last week, we have started with the concrete work, and that's an important foundation work where the heavy equipment of the plant will come in. And we intend to open more work fronts, including marine facilities upgrades, sometime next year.
Wonderful. Shamik, thank you very much. From time to time, we'll bring Shamik back to help us to look at what the progress is at the site. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, construction activities and progress. The forward-looking statements herein are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of November 15th, 2022, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.